Join me today as we delve into a remarkable tale of skepticism, faith, and a child's figurative return from the grave. Stay tuned for a story that reveals the power of Padre Pio's intercession.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, the greatest wonder worker of the 20th century, by Father Karl Wagner. Father Wagner shares an extraordinary testimony given by an Italian industrialist named Pietro Mazzone. In his account, Mr. Mazzone describes the life-threatening illness his daughter Nicoletta endured and his own skepticism that she will ever get better. Now, Pietro and his family were people of faith, yet, as you will soon hear, at one point they gave up praying for poor Nicoletta's recovery. But let's start from the beginning. In 1919, Pietro Mazzone's daughter, Nicoletta, went through an incredibly challenging health crisis, with bronchitis, pneumonia, and meningitis, leading to brain damage and tongue paralysis. Despite the family's efforts and seeking medical attention, Nicoletta's condition was only getting worse. The struggle became even more heartbreaking for the parents, as from the very start of the treatment, Nicoletta lost the ability to use her tongue and couldn't recognize any of her family members. 6 months had passed, and the doctors, seeing their treatment was of no use, told Nicoletta's parents that nothing more could be done for the sick child. They even hinted that only a miracle from up above could bring about a cure. But even if the child did get better by some miracle, Nicoletta would remain mute, blind, and deaf. Faced with this grim prediction, the family, feeling hopeless, stopped praying to Our Lady for their daughter's healing. Instead, they shifted their prayers towards a different plea, praying for Nicoletta's peaceful death, fearing the permanent disabilities foretold by the medical professionals. At one point, word of Padre Pio's miracles had reached Pietro's family, and they insisted that Pietro go to see him. So, one day, he made a journey from Rome to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet the renowned friar. Upon seeing Padre Pio, Pietro threw himself at his feet and cried, "Padre, help my daughter!" A crowd gathered around them, and the silence was almost painful. Though it is not explicitly mentioned in the account, I imagine Pietro was weeping at Padre Pio's feet. Padre Pio then raised his right arm, and blood was seen on the surface of his hand. He said, "Go home and rejoice. The Madonna of Grace will heal your daughter." But Pietro's face reflected disbelief and doubt. He thought Padre Pio had not understood the gravity of the illness and kept explaining what the doctors had told him. "Nicoletta has meningitis," he said, "suffers from a brain disorder, and she has paralysis of the tongue. She hasn't recognized us for 6 months. The doctors have already given up." At this point, Padre Pio became slightly annoyed, so he said in a loud voice, "Man of little faith, I repeat, go home and be glad, because the Madonna of Graces has healed her." Pietro then finally stood up. He hesitated for a moment, as if confused. He wanted to thank Padre Pio, but instead just quickly left the church. He sat in his car and started driving home. He dared not to doubt anymore. "Nicoletta will be well," he said to himself. Upon arriving home, Pietro was met with a miraculous sight. His daughter had emerged from the coma. Years later, in 1950, Pietro shared his personal account of these extraordinary events. He said he wished to have them published to give greater glory to God and to honor Padre Pio. He expressed, "I thought to myself, it is impossible for Padre Pio to understand the gravity of the disease. However, upon returning home, my wife greeted me deeply moved. Nicoletta was on the verge of death, but the child began to articulate clearly, syllable by syllable, saying she was hungry. And this was after 6 months of tongue paralysis. From that day forward, day by day, our daughter Nicoletta improved until she was completely well and no defect remained." Pietro then concludes his testimony. The doctors were astonished and said that the child had returned from the grave. End of story. Now, not too long ago, a viewer expressed how disheartening it is to pray for extended periods before a prayer is answered, and I can relate to this sentiment. But we must keep in mind that God, unlike us, sees the whole picture. He orchestrates events in His perfect timing to achieve the best possible outcome, with our salvation, not our immediate comfort, as the ultimate goal. Now, as I mentioned, I understand how disheartening it must be to fervently pray for years with no end in sight. Yet, let us not forget to also pray for the strength to endure our trials, and always pray as Jesus taught us, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.